Here we go. 866-391-1020. It's a wonderful Thursday. Woo! Lots going on. NASCO Roofing Instant Access. All of our shows just a click away. Email us, instantaccess@kdkradio.com. Man, we got a lot of stories today. Coming up just past 4 o'clock, you're going to be introduced to a restaurant owner who has a heart, who cares about people, who wants to make sure people are fed and happy, or at least as happy as they can be, and who cares. She gives a damn. She does. 866-391-1020 is that number. Listen for The Drive at 5, stories driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. So, big story this morning, and I was kind of kicking around the house, and I'll tell you what, in the mornings, nobody gets more out of their morning than me. I keep it moving, mind my own business, have breakfast, I'm down about 4 cups of coffee now in the morning, and it is my time. My wife logs in for her work, does what she needs to do. I take the kids to school, and I kind of use it to start to plan out the day. And I was taken aback by this, and it is a ridiculous story. Never thought this would happen this morning.
The NBA says a current player and coach have been placed on immediate leave after their gambling arrests. New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the Miami Heat's Terry Rozier shared information about plans to leave a game early with a supposed injury when he played for Charlotte in 2023.
Members of the group placed more than $200,000 in wagers on his under statistics.
The indictments also include former player and coach Damon Jones. And the other probe, Portland coach Chauncey Billups, is accused of participating in mafia-run poker games that attract star-struck bettors, then fleeced them. Peter King, CBS News.
Get this. Chauncey Billups earned $106 million as a player, and he's making $2 million this year as a coach. Terry Rozier, he's 32 years old, he's making $26 million this year, and he's made $160 million as a player to this point. These guys are goofs. Grade A goofs. But it was just a matter of time before we had a scandal like this. So even if you're not the biggest NBA fan, even if you're not an NBA fan at all, even if you know nothing about the NBA, you have to hear this story and go, wow, this is where the sanctity of sport, or what's left of it, gets thrown all out the window. So I started dabbling around the internet and seeing what people's responses were, right? So I went to the usual, and it was funny. ESPN, at the bottom of their screen, when they were doing a segment on this, took off the link to ESPN Bet. I guess they thought that was a bit of a conflict of interest or didn't want that on the bottom of the screen. But anyway, in my travels on the internet, I ran across one comment. And this is where we start today at 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. And the question is very simple. Is this comment fair? Here's the comment that I saw underneath one of the posts about this story. And it goes like this. Sports gambling has been a genuine cancer on all of sports. It's ruined so much about the experience, and part of that is the leeching advertising. That's what one person said about sports gambling. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get anybody wrong. Sports gambling was and has been around long before the casinos close by were around, and long before you could bet on sports using your phone. But the proliferation of sports gambling is what I think this person meant to say, or what is probably more accurate. I thought about that comment. Sports gambling has been a genuine cancer on all of sports. It's ruined so much about the experience. And part of that is the leeching advertising. Well, the advertising part I cast aside. I don't care. I'm not influenced all that much by advertising, if at all, for anything, really. I like what I like. But the part about ruin the experience, I'd kind of agree to that. Here's why. So many fans aren't necessarily fans anymore of teams. They're fans of their bet. It's kind of been that way a little bit because of fantasy football and things like that all through time. But it is especially crazy now. It used to be, well, you root for your game. You root for your team. You root for that squad to win because That's the team you root for. But now, it's become so diluted. I'm rooting for this. Why? Well, I need X amount of points in the first half. There have always been sports gamblers. What there haven't been are so many gamblers and the ease with which you can gamble. I've taken a step back on sports a lot, and I've closed out all my sports gambling apps. This was probably right after the pandemic. They got me through the pandemic on the few sports there were right after the pandemic. And then it wasn't like I was losing money or couldn't control myself. I was just like, it's really not fun. I just want to root for teams or watch the game for enjoyment. And it's actually causing too much anxiety. Even if it's only 10 bucks, it's just too much. But that same anxiety, I think, that I explain, turns into something that people get off on and need it and have to have it. And that's the enticement. And that's the part that's ruined for a lot of people. We used to watch sports, I think, and everybody had the same, or many people, had the same goal, aspiration, mission. And that's root for the home team or whatever team you liked. Now you're watching a game, and you may do it with a bunch of different people, and they are all pulled in 10 million different directions. I need the first half total. I need this guy to get over 6 rebounds. I need this. I need that. I need a turnover at the very end. And it dilutes it so much, it makes it unenjoyable. It just does. And then you get the guy who bets way too much that you're friends with. And he lives and dies with one possession in a basketball game. A few at-bats in a baseball game. Somebody who throws an interception in a football game, and it's like he might as well just light his own house on fire because he's not going to be able to make the mortgage payment. It has, and I never thought I'd get to this point, it has ruined the enjoyment to some degree because too many people, especially young people, can't control themselves. They don't understand the consequence. They don't see that that's real money. And part of it is because it's not real tangible money to them. It's just clicking a button with a couple numbers. Tangible money, they don't deal with anymore. They don't go to the bank and get cash out and hand it to somebody. It's just a payment through an app. But it really depletes their bank account. So when I saw that statement today, sports gambling has been a genuine cancer on all of sports. It's ruined so much about the experience. I thought for a minute and I said to myself, how am I supposed to think about this? And then I really came to a decision. I think that person's right. It hasn't ruined it in totality for me, but it has taken some of the luster off. They shouldn't close casinos. They shouldn't close these apps. But more people should realize the game's about the game and not the game within the game. The game within the game, for too many people, has, well, become the game. That's unenjoyable to me. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Your call's next, KDK. As you can listen to us, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDK, or on that Audacy app, that's AUDACY. They tell me to spell it out here. AUDACY. Can also watch us online, KDK's video stream, KDKA's video stream, yep, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Just go to KDKRadio.com, click on Watch KDK Radio's live stream, or now you can just go to KDK Radio's YouTube page. That's fantastic. Watch everything we're doing right there in studio. Be sure to subscribe. When you subscribe, that makes it easy. Then it finds you the next day. Yep, I mean that. It finds you. I get a reminder every day. Like pretty early in the morning that says, hey, do you want to click on the YouTube page and open it up? A lot of times I do. Larry's show will be on, and I'll watch a couple minutes of that, and that's that, and get on with my day. So 866-391-1020. Lisa Loro scheduled to appear in just a little bit. She's sending a surrogate, though. She's kind of off this week, so someone else is going to join us in her stead. That's coming up. Top of the hour. Be careful, the people you elect, because not all of them have your kids' best interest in mind. I mean this. And there's one right here, very prominent one, right here in Western Pennsylvania, that time and time again, I feel, you make your own determination, but I feel she absolutely doesn't have our kids' best interest in mind. This gambling story is kind of crazy. It just is.
The NBA says a current player and coach have been placed on immediate leave after their gambling arrests. New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the Miami Heat's Terry Rozier shared information about plans to leave a game early with a supposed injury when he played for Charlotte in 2023.
Using that information, members of the group placed more than $200,000 in wagers on his under statistics.
And the other probe, Portland coach Chauncey Billups, is accused of participating in mafia-run poker games that attracted star-struck bettors, then fleeced them. Peter King, CBS News.
And these two fellas, between Billups and Rozier, have made a combined like $275 million in their career. What kind of goofs get mixed up in this small-time nonsense? It may not be small-time, but what kind of goofs get mixed up in nonsense when you probably don't need to? That's the part that blows me away. That's the part I don't understand any of this. But it was just going to be a matter of time. It was. When we already had a referee who was cheating. Tim Donaghy, who was run out of the league, rightly so. And you just wonder. Here's the other thing you wonder at 866-391-1020. We'll grab your calls in just a moment. Is this scratching the surface? Is there a lot more to this? Because I don't want to say many times, because I don't know, but doesn't it feel like whenever you catch somebody doing something like this, that you don't necessarily get everybody, or that it's just the start of something bigger? Perhaps it is. But does it take the enjoyment away from these games? Is sports betting too big? For a time I thought, and I still think this, you need to regulate yourself. If you go broke gambling on sports, don't cry to me. Same thing if you drink too much. Same thing if you smoke too much. Same thing if you are done in by any vice. That's on you. But I'll say this with sports gambling. It does get nauseating, especially if you're watching games with other people or you're friends with other people and they are deeply invested in it. It's like they've lost what the game is, which is a tale and a tussle between two teams. Grab your calls in a minute. Oh, in the 3 o'clock hour, I saw another example just this morning of someone who should get the guillotine. And maybe the electric chair. It is one of the worst social things you can do, and I've got no time for it. And it was a crowded place, which makes it even worse. Dave's in Rankin. Hi, Dave.
What's up, Colin? How are you?
Marvelous. How are you?
I'm good. Oh, I've never been a gambler. I'm a bettor. I gambled, but I never really bet on sports. The closest thing I did to betting on sports was when I had my paper route back in the 80s. Every year I took the Celtics, and one of my paper customers took the
Lakers.
Yeah. And we bet $5. That was high stakes. But yeah, I agree with you about sometimes, and in many cases, you know, the gambling is not only more important, but it's bigger in the game, and something like maybe the World Series or the Super Bowl. And I think that's problematic. You know, I just think that, you know, funny things can happen, and they've happened in the past, you know, I mean, remotely, but, you know, for every one incident where there was something, you know, fishy going on, how many didn't get recognized? You know what I mean?
No, you're right about that. You know what, and I thank you for the call. What I have spent time now doing today for enjoyment after I plan my show, now you have these internet sleuths, or some will say they're conspiracy theorists. I'm going to say they're sleuths until they're proven to be conspiracy theorists. And what they've done now, they've picked out maybe a handful of players in the NBA, and they've gone back because they have suspicion. These internet sleuths. They've gone back and put reels together of a couple of these players missing a terrible layup, followed up a couple possessions later by turning the ball over, followed up maybe a minute later by an awful pass into the fourth row, followed up by maybe 3 possessions later playing awful defense. And they'll present that on social media and say, hey, You got to look at this guy. And there's multiple players now that at least the internet is suspecting, which I don't know if that's fair or unfair, but it served as enjoyment for me for about 40 minutes today when I was getting ready for the show. Nate's in Monroeville. Hi, Nate.
Hey, I just want to say I'm not a gambler either. It's like if I stay out an hour longer, is my dog going to go to the bathroom in the house? That's as much as I gamble. But I think discounting the advertising, I think maybe that guy was saying there's so much gambling advertising. I can't go to my mailbox without having postcards from these gambling companies or go on my social media, and it's another symptom of that cancer.
It sure is. There's also a lot of alcohol advertising. I don't drink. There's also a lot of advertising for a bunch of different things. And advertising to me, and I'm going to get buried for this, but advertising comes down to willpower, I think. At least I've learned that the older I get. If you are influenced by advertising in terms of being made to or compelled to, not necessarily a certain product, but if you are pulled into a vice, gambling, drinking, smoking, whatever it may be, by advertising, then I just don't know how strong-willed you are. And if you get into it and you're trying to wean yourself off of it and an advertisement hooks you back, you're just don't have enough self-control. I don't know how else to say it. I don't really like all of the gambling, how it inundates the game, how it's bigger than the game and all of that. But leeching advertising, that's what advertisers do. That's how they get people. That's the way that it works. They push forward their product for recognizability. If you look at that as anything more than, oh, I'm educated on it, well, that's where it falls to the consumer. And the consumer needs to regulate him or herself, is the way that I look at it. Coming up next in just a little bit, Secure Money Health. They join us every week at about this time, and so, so much more. Top of the hour, though. You're not going to want to miss this. There's an elected official who absolutely doesn't care about your kids. They don't. I don't know how else to say it. That's my opinion. I don't feel like this woman cares about your kids. And I'll explain at the top of the hour. News coming up right here, KDK. All right, every week at about this time, we give you the messages from Secure Money Health. Normally, Lisa Laura weighs in. She tells us all that's going on in that world, but it's a very, very busy time in that world, of course, as we have now drifted into late in October. So, from Secure Money Health, let me welcome in Kaylee Turbovich. Hi, Kaylee. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Colin. How are you? I'm great. Thank you.
Wonderful. Great. Fantastic. Busy time in your world, though, right?
Very busy. This time of year is our annual enrollment period. So a lot of changes and helping people make sure they have the coverage that's best for them in 2026.
I love how you tell people it's the annual enrollment period for like 11 months. Then it happens and they're like, wait, what? And they act surprised by it.
Oh, I know. It comes and goes in the blink of an eye, I feel.
Absolutely. All right, so let's get to some things. So most people think their Medicare plan covers everything. I know we get a lot of feedback when Lisa comes on. I field all these messages, and they think it covers everything. So what exactly is a hospital indemnity plan? I see that word. I don't even know what it means by definition. And why might somebody need that if they have Medicare? That's something that I got during the week, and I don't quite understand, Kaylee.
Yeah, that's a great question. So Medicare actually doesn't cover everything. So hospital indemnity insurance provides a cash benefit if you're hospitalized due to sickness or injury. It's a valuable supplement to pair with your Medicare that adds an extra layer of financial protection and peace of mind.
Got it. So there's that. So, yeah, do you find that there are innumerable amount of people, or at least a decent amount of people, who think, well, I get a Medicare plan that covers everything, and they're kind of wrong in that, right?
Absolutely. And these hospital indemnity plans are great for people who have the Medicare Advantage plan with a daily hospital copay. So we have to cover these gaps somewhere. So let's say your Advantage plan costs you $200 a day for a 5-day hospital stay. That's $1,000 out of your pocket that you may have not budgeted for. However, a hospital indemnity plan would help you close that gap. And with that, you would receive a check paid directly to you for, say, you know, that $1,000, mm-hmm. and that would help you cover those expenses and ease that financial strain. So for only a couple of dollars a month, you know, this is kind of, it's kind of a game changer for people who, you know, maybe have a fixed income, or if they do have that that per se hospital copay.
Now, you talk about these indemnity plans, and they're kind of a la carte, right? So can you shop around? Can you comparison shop? And are there, much like a car, are there like features that stand out one against the other, or are you allocated to definitely have to get one or the other of them?
No, so that's also a great question. There are definitely a couple of different things that you want to look at when you're comparing all of your options. The first one is the daily benefit amount and the benefit period. In other words, how much does the plan pay and for how many days? So some plans offer added benefit riders. So that's one thing that you can look for if there's extra benefits such as outpatient surgery, ambulance services, or skilled nursing stays. The next thing that you need to look for is if there are network restrictions. You know, sometimes some of these hospital indemnity plans, you might be constricted to a network. You have to make sure that there are no networks. And finally, you definitely need to make sure what the waiting period is and if there's any exclusions for these hospital indemnity plans.
Now, if somebody were to call your office, talk to you or talk to Lisa or to talk to somebody there, do you essentially have the list of things that these plans offer and can compare and contrast?
Yes, absolutely. We would be able to break things down and then ultimately see what is best for that person.
Great, great stuff. I find that, and so many people find this, to be refreshing and to be educational. I appreciate your time. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Colin. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great day. And by the way, MedicareBookOffer.com, that's where you can find Lisa's book. She's got upcoming seminars November 4th and 6th, Monticello's in Cranberry. That's easy to get to. And December 9th and 11th at Brown's Country Kitchen in Portersville. That has fantastic breakfast there, by the way. I stop there sometimes after hiking. So you can call to RSVP spots. They're limited, 724-242-6828. Lisa Lauro, Secure Money Health. Check out her podcast wherever you get your podcast. And thanks to Kaylee for pinch hitting today. What a pleasant person. Good stuff. Back to it. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. You know, some people are pointing out that the vice of gambling, and, you know, we're enveloped in this sports gambling story today involving the NBA. Even if you're not an NBA fan, it's a gigantic national story. Some people are pointing out on the text line, and rightly so, that the difference with sports gambling advertising that's different than alcohol advertising or cigarette advertising or really any other product advertising or service is this, that they entice you so much by offering you free bets to get you in and start on that spiral. They don't necessarily give you a free fifth at the state store, or they don't give you a half pint, or they don't give you a couple cigarettes for free when they want you to start smoking. Now, they will give you free Zins. I've noticed that, especially at like big events. At the NASCAR races, one time I was there, and where were we? I think we were in Charlotte. We were either in Charlotte or Daytona, one of the two. It may even been Michigan. It may have been all of the tracks, actually. But I noticed it was like the first time they were there making a big push. I saw this big trailer like out in the fan zone with all these people lined up. I'm going, what in the heck is this? And, you know, my son's not an autograph guy, so we're not going to wait in line for any autographs. He'd rather meet somebody and say hello to them than wait and get an autograph. And I find that refreshing. Anyway, I'm thinking, what is this line for? Is it who the heck? It's got to be like Richard Petty. I mean, somebody gigantic. What is this? And then I saw where the line snaked to, and the front of it was this Zen trailer. And all you had to do, I think, was show an ID and write your name down. And you went inside this little trailer, and they gave you a can of Zins. And that was much like gambling. They gave you something free to hook you. So I can understand, but it still comes down to, and I won't relent off of this, it still comes down to willpower. They may lead you to that first one, but you absolutely are in control, or should be, moving forward from there. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Coming up next, a new proposed law that I heard, and then top of the hour. I don't know if this lawmaker has in your children's best interest or really anything. I'll get into that. And guillotine, maybe. I saw something this morning. I see this every once in a while that should be punishable by guillotine. Your call's next right here, KDK. Here we are, 866-391-1020. Top of the hour. It's a great conversation. It just is. Because I don't think that people get into the nuances, the nuts and bolts of different bills in Harrisburg. And if, who voted for what, who did this, who did that. And I think, especially if something passes, you need to know who wasn't for it. I mean, that's the way that I think it needs to run. And there's something that happened just the other day that I feel like people need to know who was against it. 866-391-1020. We'll get into that at the top of the hour. But how about this? This is something, this is a law. I heard this, David Balerato did this story, and it's very intriguing.
It's named after Abby Gillen, a Delaware County girl who was killed and whose friend was severely injured while riding their e-scooters out of a parking lot and then ran into a car. The measure would mirror laws concerning pedal bikes. State Senator Tim Kearney of Delaware County says in addition to barring kids from under 16 from using them on the street,
it would require anybody 16 to 18 to be wearing a helmet when they're operating them. They would limit the speed to 20 miles an hour.
A violation would be a summary offense. The measure would also instruct PennDOT to add a question on the driver's exam on how to interact with scooters from a driver's perspective. David Balerato, News Radio, KDKA.
Well, first of all, if they're not 16, you got to issue a summons to the parents. I don't tell anybody else how to parent their kid. I just don't. You do what you want to do. I'll do what I want to do. It is what it is. These things, honestly, and I don't want to sound like some complainy complainer, there are way too many kids that ride around on those little electric scooters, and they're like little mini bikes now, pretty much. There's way too many kids who ride around on those that don't wear a helmet or don't understand how fast these things actually go. Really. Now, I'll say this. When we were kids, none of us ever wore a helmet on a pedal bike. We just didn't. So I feel kind of hypocritical telling my kids they have to wear a helmet, but I do. Because times have changed, you learn about different things, and it is what it is. But if anybody ever had, like, a little 25 or 50cc mini bike or whatever they were, you put a helmet on when you rode that. These things pretty, or a moped. Remember those little mopeds where you'd pedal them and the engine would get moving, then you'd go ahead and drive away? If you ever jumped on one of those when you were a little kid, you're 12, 13 years old, whatever, you put a helmet on. These things aren't far off, or in a lot of regards, pretty darn similar to those. I applaud this lawmaker for doing this. I'll say this, too. There are a lot of kids that get these, and their parents don't understand their lack of acumen and balance for riding these things. Like my street and other streets. I see it all the time. These kids come barreling out of driveways. I mean barreling out of driveways on these things. And man alive, it is just an accident waiting to happen. And I don't want to be a part of it. Will a helmet do a lot? No, but I think it gives, and I don't think it'll give kids a false sense of bravado or security or whatever. It'll just make them safe. And they're prevalent. You can't stop parents from buying them for kids. They should buy them if they're able to ride them safely, but they are all over the place, and they go way faster than you think. They just do. The one thing too is you run that balance. Should we ride them on the street? Should we ride them on the sidewalk? A lot of sidewalks have those cracks. It's actually more dangerous to ride them on the sidewalk than a street that might be you know, nice and paved. But then the other part is, well, here comes a car. It's just, it's such a catch-22 with those things, but they're all the rage. Like, every kid has a motorized sort of bike now. And they are. They're just like mini bikes, pretty much, when we were growing up, but they're much quieter. That's another part of it, too. You don't hear them coming. If a kid had a mini bike when we were like 11, 12, 13 years old, it'd be like, it was loud. And when you started it up, and you'd have to jump on that thing. I mean, you have to hit that kickstart 50 times. There'd be purple smoke coming out the back, working that choke, all of it. I mean, it would take 50 times to get that damn thing going. Now these kids, it's off. It's like a Tesla. They're gone. And I commend the lawmaker for trying to have these kids wear helmets on them, because you can't parent. Well, some parents don't know how to parent, I guess, and got to make it a law. Top of the hour. Hey, listen, when a bill passes, I still think we need to know the intention of some people who weren't on board with it. This one seems like a no-brainer, but a local lawmaker, I don't think, has your kids' best interest in mind. I'll explain coming up real soon. First News, top of the hour, KDK.